As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution and storm clouds in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Monday, Moonday, May the 23rd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, always news, lots of news this morning, hard facts, certainly workable solutions when we can find them and where we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark BecomeVocalLocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, exchange links with other chatters as you like, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access, you may call into the area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in this morning toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me, as so many do, via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's BVL, like Become Vocal Local Host, at centurytel1l.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. And that's P.O. Box 96 out of Exeter Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647, that federal postal zip zone. Once again, a big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. Micro 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM, Austin, Texas, RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStreamLive.com, all broadcasting Become Vocal Local to their local listening audiences this morning. We're so thankful for it. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. Precious metals choppy in a narrow trading band, though higher somewhat. The U.S. dollar's up, oil declines. We'll talk about all of that in the market report. Tornado ravaging Missouri. Joplin, Missouri, wiped out. Well, not quite, but boy, we'll get a real strong move towards that. We'll talk about that in the news this morning. China, India, plan for nuclear expansions. Yeah, what the Fukushima's up with that? APAC, we'll go there as well. Technology and technocracy from the 1800s forward. We'll discuss that today as we look at the Comtean positive stage of human development. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into our market report for this morning. Monday, May the 23rd, 2011, found gold as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time in New York City off 70 cents at $1,512.80 a troy ounce. Silver off 29 cents at $34.77. Platinum off 23 bucks at $17.48. And palladium off $12 at $721. Lots of red ink all across the marketplaces this morning. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, however, looking more on the positive side, at $1,503.20 for a low. Pop up 11 bucks and pick up the high at $1,514.20. But at $15,1280, your gold is up year to year $335.50 for a 28.50% return on your investment in arm that precious noble metal. The London gold fix this morning, the boys in London ran up their little flags, rang the bell, and set the price at $1,508.50. And it's been dancing with that all morning. We'll be right back. Much more to come.
We're can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code Oracle for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code Oracle for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, Moonday, May the 23rd, 2011. Welcome all our AM and FM affiliate stations to this morning's broadcast already in progress. Let's go back into our market report and close it out for this morning. Again, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. I tell you folks, it's a sea of red ink. And it's not just in the U.S. markets, in Asian markets, European markets as well. The Nikkei was down, closing off 146 at 94.61. The FTSE 100 closed off 96 at 58.53, apparently. And, of course, now we get into our other reports, but let's go through them again one more time. Gold was off 70 cents at 15.12.80. Silver off 29 at 34.77. Platinum down 23 bucks at 1,748. Palladium off 12 bucks at 721. The SPDR gold shares over the weekend or overnight, can't tell right now the way that things are looking, picked up 10.61 metric tons. So they're buying on the low in this market. Maybe they're looking at a upward trend in gold now again for the next few weeks. But they picked up 10.61 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest. They claim this morning to be holding 1,201.95 metric tons. Valued at these bullion prices on the street at $57.6 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday closed off 93 at 12,512. The NASDAQ closed down 20 at 2803. The S&P 500 closed down 10 at 1333. Like I said, a sea of red ink, and it's going to go right straight through the foreign exchange markets too. Crude oil this morning off $3.04 a barrel at $97.06 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. West Texas Intermediate, they say, delivered as they are in Cushing, Oklahoma, 97.06 for a barrel of oil. The U.S. dollar index, the only market indicator that's up here this morning, up 65 basis points at 76.31. That is a very strong move in the last couple of weeks on the U.S. dollar. Of course, it impacts the foreign exchange rates, where this morning the Canadian loonie exchanging against the U.S. dollar in foreign exchange at foreign trade is off 51 basis points at $1.02. The Mexican peso losing 66 basis points. And, of course, their chief central banker there is in the running with Lagarde or Lagrande for the IMF head. But anyway, the Mexican peso this morning off 66 basis points at 9 cents U.S. Euro off a 103 basis points or 1.03% at $1.40. Big move in the euro downward. The British pound off 62 basis points at $1.61. Still a very surprisingly strong British pound. And the Swiss franc off 63 basis points and yet still at $1.13 against the U.S. dollar. The bond market this morning continuing the red ink. Two-year yield, the yield on the two-year treasuries, that's your U.S. treasuries, the bonded indebtedness, at 0.50%. The 10-year equally down at 3.10 or 3.10 for the 10-year. The 30-year moves down as well to 4.27. Mortgage markets continuing their slide. They move down from 3.99% to 3.81% in the 15-year fixed-rate mortgages this morning as a national average. The 30-year moves down from 4.78 to 4.59. Your gold-to-silver ratio, it'll take you 43.50 ounces of silver to pick up 1 ounce of gold. This morning in the Econoday calendar, the Chicago Fed National Activity Index report is out. Tomorrow we'll see the Goldman store sales. The Red Book will be out. Thomas Honigan is going to speak. New home sales will be out about 10. Wednesday, we'll see the mortgage bankers purchase apps out again. Durable goods, the house price index. Thursday, jobless claims. And Friday, closing out the week with consumer sentiment. So let's go into the report. Lots of news to go through this morning. Chicago Fed National Activity Index. The Chicago Fed National Activity Index fell to a minus 0.45. Of course, these are just all numbers on charts, folks, okay, in April for the lowest reading since August and down from March's revised plus 0.32, so a strong move there. April shows a month-to-month decline in manufacturing-related indicators, which the report attributes in part to Japanese-related shortages in the auto sector. Of course, today we're going to talk about technology, and we'll start off in the early 1800s and bring it forward to the technocracy of today. But we'll cover that later in the broadcast. So that's the Chicago Fed National Activity Index. Let's go into some of the more local news. Of course, there's a lot in my chat room. I posted several links in there. We had a very interesting storm come on top of us last evening. Just about the time I was to go on the air with Michael Vail, I got a message from him that he had family business to take care of, and he was going to play a replay. So we had a chance to set aside the plans to get together on his broadcast vantage point. But almost immediately following that, then I start hearing reports coming in as regards a tornado hitting Joplin. Now, Joplin, Missouri is the city that I go to from time to time when I just can't find what I need to find locally. And it got nailed by a nasty tornado yesterday. And I'll just share a little bit of the highlights. Death toll rises to 89 from a Missouri tornado. Of course, we've been talking about FEMA's hazard mitigation planning program all these past days, some 18 or more broadcasts in a row. And this is just further confirmation that it doesn't make a flying willendo how much you plan or how much involvement you've got or how many first responders when you try and outguess or second guess the creator of the universe. And the power of the creation is unleashed upon you. Katie, bar the door. It's going to get nasty, and it gets nasty in a hurry. The tornado that steamrolled over Joplin, Missouri, late Sunday night killed at least 89 people and left much of the small town in ruins. The city manager, Mark Rohrer, told reporters early Monday morning. Now, this is off the New York Times website. Not much coming locally because most of it's been destroyed. All right, that's just the way it is. The Twister, which touched down at around 6 o'clock p.m. on Sunday, you see exactly the same time, that I was to go on air with Michael Vail, spread its destruction over a wide swath of the town, ripping apart buildings, touching off fires, and tossing cars into mangled piles. Television images and videos posted to the web captured scenes of devastation that hinted at the storm's power as neighborhoods appeared to vanish into violent piles of lumber and debris. A major hospital in the town, St. John's Regional Medical Center, had to be abandoned, witnesses said, and the triage unit set up on its grounds to care for the patients had to be temporarily moved across the street when the hospital caught fire. Of course, they caught the hospital's helicopters on the ground, and it destroyed the helicopters, too, so even airlifting people out wasn't going to be an option. Joplin, which was in the direct path of the tornado, was left isolated in the dark after the destruction, with telephone connections largely cut off and many homes without electricity. And I continue to try and call into some of the stores and places that I'm familiar with up there all the way through until 1:30, and it wasn't even a busy signal, so the telephones were just out. The tornado was just the latest in a string of deadly twisters that have killed hundreds of people in recent months, with Tuscaloosa, Alabama still recovering from one that also tore through the center of the city in late April. Initial reports from Joplin said that schools, apartment buildings, megastores, and fire stations were ravaged by the tornado. There was panic, firefighters pulling themselves out of the debris and then helping others. Curiously enough, Mike Betts, a meteorologist for the Weather Channel, who arrived in Joplin just 10 minutes after the tornado touched down as part of his broadcast or his show, The Great Tornado Hunt. Well, very interesting. So he was tracking and following this tornado cell, and he got a chance to see it firsthand. Well, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Now, as I mentioned earlier, there are quite a number of articles out already this morning in regards to this Joplin tornado. I've got several posted in the chat room early in the morning, but let's just continue a little bit more. I was just kind of curious, though, that this Mike Betts, meteorologist for the Weather Channel, arrived in Joplin just 10 minutes after the tornado touchdown as part of his show, The Great Tornado Hunt. Hours later, he said the scene was very serene, dark, and relatively quiet. He and his Weather Channel crew had set up to report from the hospital grounds, he said in a telephone interview, and we're on a hill, and the only lights we see are on the fire trucks or ambulances. Anyway, Joplin is a really a kind of an unusual town. It had a, like so many, so often, it had a city center at one time, and it, you know, kind of pretty well does still in the old brick fashion and things like that. But then there was this main drag, or the range line road, that runs north and south. Of course, range lines do that. Through that town. And that's where all of the Walmarts and the sports stores and all of the Burger Kings and the fast food places and all that are located, as it often does. And, of course, that drug away all of the interest from the downtown area out along Rangeline. Well, Rangeline just got nailed. I'm telling you, like somebody took a Vegematic and just went right down the street, egg-beating it all to pieces. And the cars were just smashed to smithereens and so on and so forth. So there's a lot going on there. Barry the Usurper said the Federal Emergency Management Agency was being set. So now here we trigger. This is less than 24 hours, folks. It won't be 24 hours until 6 o'clock tonight. And already, here comes the FEMA out of the woods. Joplin was by far the worst damage on a day of brutal storms in the Midwest. And, folks, I don't know whether you watched news or weather yesterday on your TVs or whatever you do. But anyway, once the lightning started popping all around my head and the skies went dark right here, of course, I went up on the AccuWeather on the Internet and looked at that. But there was a very interesting line of storms. You know, they brew the best storms of all in the central states. Kansas and Oklahoma is real good at making them. And so Oklahoma sent us a dandy. But it was one nasty storm. And had these very tornadic cells scattered all throughout the centers of it anyway. It was quite the experience. Lots of wind, of course, coming up, and then calms and dead jet black and pea green soup skies overhead. But Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has already activated the National Guard and declared a state of emergency. And so that National Guard base, at least one of them, is just about 14 miles south of Joplin. Excuse me, and it's an engineering unit, and they have lots of tractors and earth scrapers and front loaders and all of that sort of stuff and personnel carriers. And so it's basically an engineering unit, so I'm sure that the people in Joplin will be able to appreciate that, but it should make for some interesting YouTubes because there's very likely to be a considerable presence of people in uniform and olive drab green trucks and dozers and scrapers and other stuff perhaps being mobilized to move that 14-mile run up into Joplin. Joplin is a really important city for this region because it is so very rural. Most of the people, when there is something important, like this computer that I'm running on, you just can't get some of the things that you'd want in these small towns. And so Joplin has always been kind of a go-to place for those citified things that you can't get in the country. FEMA is working with the affected areas, state and local officials to support response and recovery efforts, and the federal government stands ready to help our fellow Americans as needed, the usurper said. Weather experts are still trying to assess exactly what had produced such damage, we won't talk about a harp here. The power lines have gone down. We can't reach anyone there, so on and so forth. Bill Davis, a meteorologist at the Springfield, Missouri office of the National Weather Service, said in a telephone interview, he said any assessment of exactly how strong the wind, the tornado was, would have to wait until tomorrow. Now, the only thing at about midnight that was posted up on the Internet, really, was a YouTube that some young people had made driving around in a pickup truck with their camera out the window of the truck. So early on, there was some idea of the extent of this, but virtually it was news quiet because, as I said, many of the places that produced the news got wiped out. It was a rain-wrapped tornado, and it was obscured by the rain, but if you can see some of the clouds formation, you'll see you know, the things that we live with out here, what we have to pay for the luxury of living out in the country. That cloud was one nasty-looking son of a gun. Tornadoes rip across Midwest. You can just go up Missouri, type it into your browser, mo.gov, Nixon, Joplin, tornado emergency. Those are my keywords. This is for the Boolean searchers out there, Nixon, Joplin, tornado emergency. News from Missouri.gov, Nixon, Joplin, tornado, 181,000 results. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon declared a state of emergency Sunday evening, and so on and so forth. And then it just continues. Responding to the tornadoes in Joplin, the State Emergency Management Agency has information on what to do. Okay, so remember how this works. It starts with the local. In the town, the municipality, this would be Joplin. Joplin exhausts its abilities to respond, so they call in their multi-jurisdictional network, all of the various counties. They'll send out their EMTs and things like that. Fire trucks started rolling from every place. All of the first responders come jumping into their gear and come flying along the highway with their little lights blaring and so on and so forth. Then once they get exhausted, and then this thing quickly exhausted their abilities too as soon as they saw what they were dealing with, then of course they make an appeal to the state. That brings on the state patrol. It brings on the State Emergency Management Agency, or SEMA. And then of course once SEMA gets on the scene or looks at, or gets on the telephone with anybody, then they turned right around and they contact FEMA. All right, that's the up chain. That's the uplinks. And we've been talking all about that, and my audience, I'm sure, by now understands what I'm talking about when I say the multi-jurisdictional all-hazard mitigation planning system of FEMA, which is the implementation of the United Nations Agenda 21. Well, let's go into this a little bit further here. Air France has been talking about this, this on the broadcast ever since it occurred. And again, you know, the flight recorders of this Air France crash were recovered. I mean, 13,000 feet, 12,000 plus feet of water. They got the flight recorders up, and they've had a chance to look at them. You know, they can't find the flight recorders out of that live burning sacrifice in New York City, but they were able to find these. They weren't able to find any flight recorders at the Pentagon or at Shanksville, but they were able to find these in 13,000 feet of water. We couldn't do anything with the Macondo well project because we didn't have the technology to go that deep. But these people can go twice as deep and find the recorders on the bottom of the ocean, okay? Anyway, this by Lawrence Frost and Andrea Rothman, writing for Bloomberg New News. Air France flights 447's flight recordings show the aircraft lost speed and stalled after its airspeed sensors failed. Now, that was the story that they floated early on. They just didn't have any confirmation of it, but now they do know that its airspeed sensors failed while the two co-pilots were at the controls, two people with knowledge of the investigation said. Of course, they not only have the cockpit recordings, but they've got all of the rest of the data, too. The chief pilot, Captain Marc Dubois, was not in the cockpit when the Airbus A330's airspeed sensors malfunctioned. And as we'll find in this article, and from my own experience, my father was a commercial airlines pilot after he was a military pilot. This is not unusual. The flight was already 4 hours into it. He was in the back having a sandwich probably and talking to the stewardess. Anyway, the chief pilot, Captain Marc Dubois, was not in the cockpit. The airspeed sensors malfunctioned, causing the autopilot to disengage over the Atlantic Ocean. The people who declined to be identified because the investigation is still confidential. A low-speed stall occurs when an aircraft slows to the point where its wings suddenly lose lift. An incident pilots learn to overcome in basic training. All right, this is something you learn early on. Flight 447's last automated transmissions logged faulty readings from airspeed sensors that caused the autopilot to shut down in bad weather minutes before the accident in which all 228 passengers and crew perished. Well, that's more of the story from Air France Flight 447.
Ordinary talk radio give you the laws.
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. ThyroidKI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. ThyroidKI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in ThyroidKI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, ThyroidKI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5-milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code ORACLE for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code ORACLE for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back once again to our broadcast here. Yeah, I was trying to type something quickly into the chat room. Couldn't quite get it all out. You know how I am, long sentences. Windy fellow. Anyway, let's go on with the news. Fed focusing on inflation expectations, you know. Yeah, this is the way it goes. You know, Benjamin Shalom Bernanke, he gave us the heads up quite a while back, talking about people, you know, needed to be, you know, looking forward to more inflation, and they wanted to create some inflation. Well, here we go, Fed focusing on inflation expectations. Carolyn Salas and Scott Landman writing this one yesterday afternoon for Bloomberg. The cue for the Federal Reserve to start withdrawing its regular record monetary stimulus. They're going to start withdrawing its record monetary stimulus. The hell are they going to do that? Maybe a measure of its own credibility. Inflation expectations. Get ready, folks. It's coming. Expectations for an annual consumer price gain have jumped by 43% to 2.10 percentage points since the central bank began its second round of asset purchases in November, as measured by the break-even rate for the five-year Treasury inflation-protected securities. These are the tips. You might recall from our mini-course on economics when we're going right to the college textbooks on economics published years ago, back in the 50s and 60s, my nice little treasure trove of books. Anyway, we talked about monetary policy and fiscal policy. Okay, monetary policy is what the Fed does. Fiscal policy is what the tools that the legislature has, Congress. And so we saw in the models that were presented back in the 50s and 60s when studying economics that there are injection points. There's places where the Fed can make monetary injections or withdrawals that have a balancing effect, a flattening effect on the curve of boom and bust, the boom and bust cycle. All right? We'll talk a little bit about the boom and bust cycle as we go into our study this morning of technology. We'll see that this has been the case for a very long time. But anyway, there's these injection points, and so what we're trying to do now, what the Fed's now going to do, is to try and withdraw some of its monetary stimulus and balance out or flatten out some of that inflation. We'll see whether that works or not. It continues here, and it says the measure is close to levels before the recession when the central bank's benchmark interest rate was 5.25%. Of course, now it's 0.25%. When they say here, compared with about zero today, no, actually it's 0.25%, and they set that rate in concrete. Quote, it's highly likely that some movement in inflation expectations will be the first signal that they need to take action. Some movement in inflation expectations. So I guess that's when you start to wring your hanky and close up your checkbook because things are getting out of hand and you're consistently having far more bills at the end of the month than money. Anyway, said J. Alfred Broadass, 71, the former president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Richmond. I wonder how long he sat in that chair to get that kind of a name. Anyway, whose career dates back to the inflation surge of the 1970s. And any of us that are out there listening today that can remember the inflation surge of the 1970s, that was where you could buy a house today for $40,000. And in a year or later, it'd be worth $60,000, and things were going crazy. Interest rates running over 20%. You just couldn't get away from the interest rates, whether you're buying a house, trying to sell a house, whether you were just starting in your journey on the brand-new credit card deal, or whether you're trying to buy an automobile or machinery. Anyway, the inflation rate there was incredible. The interest rates went through the roof. Central bankers are starting to debate how and when to tighten monetary policy after buying $2.3 trillion of assets to bring the economy out of the recession. William C. Dudley, president of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, said the Fed still has a considerable way to go to reduce unemployment from the hypothetical 9%, while other policymakers, including the Philadelphia Fed's Charles Plosser and Richard Fisher of Dallas, say waiting too long to tighten risks igniting inflation. So that's on everybody's book today. Anyway, here's a little bit more. Uranium to recover. Now, like we say, wow, this is an interesting story. Uranium to recover as China's nuclear plans offset Fukushima. That's right. Moming Zhu and Dinakar's Sethuraman and Lars Paulsen collaboratively writing a team writing project here for Bloomberg New News. The biggest drop in prices of uranium in 2 years may be ending as China and India plan atomic power developments that will more than double global production even after Japan's nuclear disaster. So if you're thinking that Fukushima was going to be the end of nuclear power, guess again. Some say, and of course those warning posts were ringing loudly long before the tsunami struck, so they were already in meltdown before the disaster struck. The radioactive metal, now talking again about uranium, has slumped 8.7% this year, the most since 2009, after tumbling as much as 27% as governments reviewed nuclear plants following the Japanese crisis in March. Now, I'm not smart enough to tell you about thorium, but apparently thorium would be a more intelligent way of going than uranium, but we'll see. I don't know anything about it. I don't claim any knowledge in the nuclear bin. Anyway, continuing, China and India will lead a 46% increase in consumption by the world's five biggest atomic power developers by 2020. All right, so within 8 years, they're going to take a 46% increase in their consumption here. Soaring energy demand from the world's fastest growing economies is buoying uranium and prospects of miners from Cameco Corporation to Paladin Energy. And then it just goes on, and it might as well just be an initial public offering, an IPO. It's just all about which companies are going to get involved. The question is whether what happened in Japan with older generation reactors justifies not building newer, safer reactors. And to me, the answer is no, said Spencer Abraham, a former U.S. Energy Secretary, who is now a non-executive chairman of Areva SA. Isn't it funny? These revolving doors, yeah, in business to government to business, to business to banking to government to business to business. Well, that's the way it works. The largest nuclear equipment producer, this is Areva SA, said in May 17th telephone interview from Washington, China recognizes they can't satisfy the growth in electricity demand in a single dimension, and they really need a diverse group of resources. A gigawatt, now here's some numbers for your tote board, a gigawatt, enough to power about 1 million U.S. homes, requires 200 tons of uranium a year at full operating rates, according to the World Nuclear Association. China, India, and South Korea expects to use 262 gigawatts by 2030. So you can do the math now and multiply the 262 times 200. You get an idea for the amount of uranium, then multiply it by the price, and you got the picture. All right? Nuclear energy was being held out by nations from the U.S. to France and the U.K. as a potential solution to challenges posed by the rising oil prices, which reached a record of $147 a barrel in July. Unlike fossil fuels, atomic power produces virtually no greenhouse gas emissions, but boy, when they produce emissions, they're green, all right. They're nuclear, they're so green, as governments around the world tried to cut down on pollution. Those considerations, and see, when they build one of these nuclear power plants, then, of course, they'll get all the carbon credits to go with it. That way they can continue to sin in the emissions market with all of the other plants, the dirty production, because they're getting all of these credits for the greenhouse gas emission reduction by using nuclear. Those considerations become secondary after the Japanese disaster showed construction flaws at the Fukushima plant. Really, we should say Daiichi. Saying Fukushima is like saying California, whereas the town was Santa Clara. You see what I'm saying? Daiichi is the town where the plant was located. Fukushima is the prefecture or the state in Japan. Continuing power needs, none of that reduces power requirements of the world's fastest growing economy. So you can say anything you want to say about power. You can say, oh gosh, we've got to have wind power or solar power. Are we going to have natural gas powered plants? Are we going to have, you know, hydroelectric? Well, they need all of it over there. Why? Well, because they've got a hell of a lot of people. That's why. And they're one of the world's fastest growing economies. Look how fast. All across the United States, we spread with this. You know, after post-World War One, the roll-up to World War One, look how fast the Industrial Revolution spread across the states, all right? And we prospered, and we prospered mightily, and we needed everything. We needed everything as we expanded. And that's the same story that's happening in China and India and Tibet and Afghanistan and Pakistan and the rest of them. It's going to happen, folks. We can't avoid it. India's gross domestic product may grow as much as 8.5% in the current fiscal year. Fukushima has made us pause. I hope it's made them really pause and rethink some of our projects. I hope they really rethink them. But said Zhu Yuming, Vice Secretary General of the Nuclear Energy Association, in a May 12th interview in Beijing. Of course, the overall plan won't change. China faces power shortage, and we need to change our energy mix. And to resolve these issues, we must develop nuclear. We must have a V8 engine. We must have a V8.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
So, of course, everybody heard the news, you know, last week and this over the weekend about the usurpers' just comments in regards to Israel. Of course, we reported on that right after it was done on the broadcast. I think it was, what was it, Friday? Anyway, here's a little continuation of that. Mark Dorning writing this for Bloomberg. Barry the usurper challenged the Israeli government to make hard choices to pursue peace with the Palestinians and said the upheaval in the Middle East creates a new urgency for negotiations. Wonder who wrote that for him. Anyway, quote, delay will undermine Israel's security and the peace that the Israeli people deserve, the usurper said in an address yesterday in Washington to the nation's largest pro-Israel lobby, the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, which we know to be AIPAC, all right? You know where this bootlick spends time. Anyway, the usurper offered assurances of an ironclad U.S. commitment to Israel's security as he repeated that the template for an agreement between Israel and the Palestinians should use the 1967 borders. You can find all this up on Bloomberg this morning. It's rather vomitous to read, but nevertheless, it's there. This basic framework for negotiations has long been the basis for discussion among the parties, including previous U.S. administrations. Well, there's more to that story than we want to talk about, but let's jump over here to the chat room and pick this article up. Beijing, agrees to operate a key port in Pakistan. All right, here's the article. This is coming off the Wall Street Journal. Pakistan's defense minister, this is written by Jeremy Page, Pakistan's defense minister and China has agreed to take over the operation of strategically positioned but underused port of Gwadar, and that Islamabad would like the Chinese to build a base there for the Pakistani Navy. Ahmad Mukhtar gave no clear timetable on the possible change at Gwadar on Pakistan's western coast, which is currently managed by a Singaporean government company. But his statement Saturday is the latest illustration of how Pakistan is portraying China as a powerful alternative ally and a source if the U.S. scales down military assistance for Islamabad in the aftermath of the Osama bin Laden killing? Well, anyway, there's more to that story. And there is a lot more to that story. You might want to type it into your browser one time. Where does the United States get its oil? You'll find that we don't get all that much oil out of the Saudi area. We don't get all that much oil out of, what's the name of that little country? I had it out earlier this morning. It doesn't make any difference. Well, but anyway, we don't get all that terrible much oil from the Middle East and the Near East. But we do get a lot of oil from other places, including from India. All right. And so that's to be figured into the mix. But who does get their oil from the Saudis? Who does get their oil from Iraq? Who does? Well, largely Israel. They got more at stake here than we do by a long ways. And so, you know, you could see that some people say, oh, well, we've got to maintain a strong relationship with Israel because we need to have that key, you know, foothold in the Near East. Well, what about Iraq? Didn't we just build the grand, you know, poobah of the ambassadorial places there? How much money have we spent building bases in Iraq? What about Afghanistan? Yeah, sure. You know, I'm sure that Pakistan is looking over at the other way, looking to China. But that's been the goal all along, bringing the Caspian Sea Basin oil and natural gas through the pipelines from Afghanistan through Pakistan and into China. So, I mean, you know, let's get a grip on all of this. Do we need to maintain a relationship with Israel? I guess if you want to, but why? Anyway, let's go on a little bit further here and pick this one up and just kind of close the news on it, hopefully. Yes, Future Capital Partners working with Natixis to get $129 million debt. This by Louise Downing. Future Capital Partners Limited, a London-based investment firm, said it's working with Natixis Bank to raise about £80 million in debt for its planned wheat-to-ethanol plant in northeast England. So what England is doing here is they're taking wheat, which would be fed to animal feed, otherwise used for animal feed, and they're converting it into ethanol, just the same as we're taking corn at a time when people all over the planet are supposedly rattling their feed pans and starving, Marvin. We're taking wheat and we're taking corn and we're throwing it at ethanol. And as we all know, it takes more energy to create ethanol than it does to, you know, bring out and refine a barrel of crude oil. All right? Wasting this extra money there. All of the process, taking the land out of circulation, but we're going to this Monsanto wheat, we're going to the Monsanto corn, spreading that crap around on the planet, and then turning it into ethanol. Just doesn't make any sense at all to me. All right, and let's go over here and pick up one more piece of insanity. Sydney, Melbourne, down here in Shawn, a.k.a. surplus territory. Sydney and Melbourne, vulnerable to rising sea level, the Climate Commission says. When are they going to drum these guys out of town? All right? Listen to the article. James Patton writing this one. Coastal regions near Australia's largest cities of Sydney and Melbourne are vulnerable to rising sea levels and extreme flooding caused by global warming. Well, fool, if you're going to have rising sea levels, it ain't going to be limited to one town or another. They're talking about here having a rise from half a meter to 1 meter, 1.64 to 3.3 feet by 2100 AD there, by the 21st century, 22nd century. threatening areas covering much of Australia's population and infrastructure. Well, you raise it 3.3 feet, son, and you've just about inundated half or more of Florida. I think the highest part in that in the panhandle there in that in the main body of Florida, I think it's 11 feet if my memory serves me right. I spent a winter living down in Orlando. Spent a couple of very enjoyable months down on Big Pine Key too. But anyway, yeah, that place is dead flat. You start raising the level by 3 feet, you're going to have a lot more concern than Sydney and Melbourne, son. Anyway, they're not talking about that. And that's enough of the news. I'm going to go into, well, I got one more article up here. Let's see if I do. No, I think I've gotten that Air France covered pretty well. That's enough of the news. Over the weekend, again, as I said, I had an invitation to come and join Michael Vail on his broadcast. We were going to talk about technology and technocracy, and I had all of this material in my mind to go with it. And then other things came up, you know. So while I still have it fresh in mind, I'm just going to cover some of it because I think it's important. We've covered it in the past lightly, but today I want to focus more along the technological side of things because, you know, we think that we're living in this new time. It's really exciting. Well, it is new. It is exciting. But there's really nothing new about it. This is a cycle that just continues to roll on and roll on and roll on. But as we look at technocracy, we need to just break the words down. I always like to go to the dictionaries first and start with technic. All right, technic. That's the root here. It's the theory or the principles or the study of an art or a process. You can talk about all the mystery religions and things like that and the Masons and, you know, all the various and sundry societies and secret societies. Well, when you learn something, once you learn something unusual and something valuable, one has a tendency to keep it to themselves, all right? And so you clamber up, like I say, in this great wall of sandstone wall of life, and you carve yourself out a niche, your niche builders, your division of labor, pluralism, syndicalism, or however you want to look at it. You get up in your little niche with all of your specialized learning and your specialized training and your new inventions, and then you wall yourself in behind a wall of language. You hang a shingle out the front, and you sell to your ideas, your techniques, to anybody, your theories, to anybody that'll pause long enough to buy them. All right? So we start with techniques, all right? Technical details, rules, methods, or the like. It's a variant of techniques. Continuing, technical, all right? Of or pertaining to or derived from technique. Specialized is a technical school derived from technique. Specialized is technical school. Abstract or theoretical, technical analysis, scientific, according to a principle, especially formal rather than practical, technical advantages, industrial and mechanical, technological, finance, designating or pertaining to a market in which prices are determined or affected by internal manipulation and speculation. Well, we'll come back to all of that, get a little bit of vocabulary, and then we'll go into the encyclopedia. It's rather interesting stuff. Stay tuned.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, Moon Day, May the 23rd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. OracleBroadcasting.com, now starting the second hour of today's two-hour broadcast. In the first hour, went through a variety of news, let you know about the tornado and the devastation that follows that in its wake in Joplin, Missouri, a town not too far distant from me, about 40 miles, I think, just about north of me. But anyway, lots of action going on up there, just kind of as a carry-on from our discussion of the hazard mitigation planning. And you can understand a little bit more about what's going to be coming down on them and at them, but there's no way to provide relief. You know, you can have all the plans you want. You can have all of your backups that you want. But in the at the end of the day, once the tornadoes hit the ground, once the hurricanes come in, once the tectonic plates shift and the tsunami comes at you, you're going to have to be picking up the pieces, and you'll start from wherever you're left. You know, the Creator is not going to be mocked by man's goals and plans, okay? Okay, so we got Ocala, Florida, says 73 feet above sea level. Wiki says 103 feet. So it just depends on where you are in Florida. But I know when I was down as to how high you are, your towns are above the sea level. I recall down in Big Pine Key, basically, you know, you're talking about a foot or two max. I mean, there was a little bit of an elevation gain to the main shoreline there, and then from there all the way to the from the Pacific to the Atlantic on the other side of Big Pine Key, it was virtually dead flat. Had little drainage channels cut in it, so you can start raising the sea levels a foot or two here and a foot or two there, and it's going to be a lot more important than just Sydney and Melbourne. Anyway, we'll have to wait and see what is going to cause the sea levels to rise. Climate change? I doubt it, but we'll just have to wait. So now we're going to go in and look a little bit about technocracy. I want to go into technology first. We're going to lay down some background material. Started to share a little bit out of the dictionary. 10K Puddles has posted this in the chat room. Here's the definition. Technocracy, or technate, the root of the word technocracy and its meaning come from the word technique. The root of this word is Greek, techne, which is an art or craft or skill, which linguists have further traced to the Indo-European roots, tex, which is to weave or fabricate. And we'll find how that weaving and fabricating comes into the play as we go through this. From the earliest times, technique has been distinguished from other modes of human activity by its purposive, rational, step-by-step way of doing things. In the technate design, this means administration by science or fact, within the context of the program developed by the Technical Alliance. And you can find more about that at technocracytechnique.org. Thank you, 10K. Back to the dictionary here. Again, this is the American Heritage Dictionary of the English language, one of my best for etymological roots and things like that. But this was originally published in 69 and is the one that I have open in front of me is 1971. So it's a real nice, big, hardbound dictionary funding to work out of. Let's look at it a little bit deeper here. They talk about technical again, designating, or, and this is in finance, the sixth sense, designating or pertaining to a manipulation and speculation. And then it continues, technicality, the condition or the quality of being technical, something meaningful or relevant in principle only, a technician, an expert in a technique, a person. And you can think of it, you know, from Auguste Comte, for instance, in France, that you go to the polytechnique schools. It's like a vocational school where you go and you learn techniques, multiple polytechniques, okay, polytechnics. We'll be here. We'll be back right after these words from our sponsors and continue hour number two. Stick with us. Your calls are welcome.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. ThyroidKI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. ThyroidKI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in ThyroidKI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, ThyroidKI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code ORACLE for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code ORACLE for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again, and we've got a caller. Let's go over here and look at this, Mark in Georgia. Let's go to Mark in Georgia before we go on and say good morning, Mark.
Oh, it is? Okay, I'm glad you told me. I wouldn't have guessed. Actually, I did not want to call this number by oops, it is, but I figure, who knows, it may be a divine appointment in some sense or another. Were you addressing anything in particular that is going on in the world, or what?
Oh, absolutely. We cover all kinds of madness and insanity that goes on in the world on a regular basis. Anything happening in the world that is particularly interesting to you this morning, Mark?
Well, I guess like interesting, like the Chinese curse, may you live in interesting times.
Oh, buddy,
interesting. You know, it's like the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he's been loving the ever-living snot out of me.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I mean, a while back, I've been meaning to put together some YouTube videos. One I had where I was trying to present a document, and I wound up lawfully presenting the document, and how dare you question our fraudulent assertions that are sacred and holy? And it's like, yeah, until somebody says the emperor is naked, and then you go, oh, crap.
That's exactly right.
So the thing is that it was like about a year ago that Phil Gingrey, and one of the things I noticed about this little town hall, it wasn't a town hall where everyone was in the audience and people were asking questions where everyone else could hear, well, what do you mean there's no evidence that Bin Laden carried out 9/11? It's like, well, we were promised proof that he did it. Where is it? And last year, it was like one by one, we sat down and met with him. And I will never forget this expression. Well, it wasn't so much a facial expression. It's like he slapped his hand to his face. And then you know how people will wipe their hand down when they're like, oh, crap. When I said, I want to see the proof that Bin Laden carried out 9/11, Phil Gingrey, Congress criminal Gingrey, put his hand to his face and then kind of swiped his hand down like, how dare you question that we would ever lie to you? You know, it's like, well, because history. And this document that was lawfully served on the 6th of April, and it's been about, what, a month and a half since then?
Yes.
So the document says you have 60 days, and unless I'm mistaken, they have 60 days that unless there is a...
Uh-oh. Are you still there, Mark? Mark! Earth to Mark. Well, Mark's dropped out there, but he can certainly welcome to call back in again. I'll just put him on mute. Mark, if you can hear me, your telephone connection flipped out. Maybe you're on a cell phone or something. But anyway, yeah, there is that. You can serve these folks, these critters, with various documents. And Mark, if you can, you know, shoot us an email or post something in the chat room, let us know where we can find your YouTube videos. And I'm sure everyone would love to see your your congressier. Doing the tap dance on the podium at a town hall meeting. But back to this discussion again as regards to the whatever the telephone connection was there. It had nothing to do with me, I assure you. But anyway, let's go back into the discussion a little bit here, because there was a great article or another post in here, this again by 10K Puddles. And folks, if you're missing out on the chat room, you are missing out on the other part of the broadcast. Lots of very valuable information dropped in there throughout the broadcast. The Encyclopedia Americana, and I'm referring to that in a moment, has said, whatever the future of technocracy, one must fairly say that it is the only program of social and economic reconstruction which is in complete intellectual and technical accord with the age in which we live. And this was by the late H.G. Wells. Essentially, technocracy is a soundly scientific effort to restate economics on a purely physical basis. So as we venture down the path on technocracy and technologies this morning, we're going to find a lot of truth in that statement. All right. So then let's look and see right out of the dictionary again. What is technocracy? It's a government and a social system controlled by scientific technicians. And then it goes on in technological and so on and so forth. But this idea, okay, of a technocracy, a government and a social system controlled by scientific technicians. Now, many of you know that I have studied a considerable bit about who is Auguste Comte and who was Henry St. Simon. And this is all part of the discussion that we've been having, kind of a carry-on, as to what is meant by legal positivism. And in this revelation that I've been trying to understand these past years, this all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law, we discover what is positivism. And when we find positivism, we find Henry St. Simon, and we find Auguste Comte, Isidore Auguste Marie Xavier Comte, who was the founder of sociology. He's the guy that coined the term. He's also the guy that coined the term altruism, to live for others. But in their vision of the three stages of humanity, the first stage, of course, was ruled by priests. All right? And then they look at it, the youth of a man. Everybody is, you know, in their youth, they're very spiritual. And then as they age, they become more metaphysical. They start to get into reason and logic and start thinking things out for themselves. All right? Instead of attributing everything to the creator of the universe, they start thinking about what's actually happening around them. And then in the final stage of human development, this is what August Comte visioned as the positive stage of human development, from which he gets his system of positive philosophy and his system of positive polity or politics, and his universal religion for humanity, or the catechism of the positive religion. We've spoken of all that in the past, okay? But this idea of a system of government, a technocracy, where you have, let me jump back to it again, I'd set it aside, I'll just get it here again. It says a government and social system controlled by scientific technicians. And what August Comte talked about was a world in the positive stage where the world would be ruled by the captains of finance and industry. Now, think about it. You know, you've got, you know, your Monsanto, your Syngenta and all that, but you've got your Bill Gates, you've got the Bowtie Kid, you've got Lloyd Blankfein and Jamie Dimon, you've got the Rothschilds, the Goldsteins, the Goldenblatts, the Golden Shifts, the Shifts themselves. There's lots of them out there, all right? But it's so you've got your captains of finance and industry. Now, what do they do? They appoint a dictator. You got Barry the Usurper over here. He's a step and fetch it boy. He's going to go over and try on a little bit of Guinness, and maybe if he nips by Scotland, he'll wear a kilt and really surprise us with his bony knees, all right, or something. But anyway, you know, he's going to try and make a tie with his Irish roots. God, is there any place on the earth he ain't from? That's the big question. The only place he isn't from is the United States of America until lately, anyway. But so the whole world being run by the captains of finance and industry through an appointed dictator. And so we go back to 1948 and Alger Hiss, the creation, the Dulles brothers, the creation of the United Nations. And so what does the United Nations do? Well, it's just loaded with bodies, all right? All the various bodies. And if you can go back to August Comte and look at his expression there, he was very much taken with the work of Bichat. I think it was Claude Henri Bichat. It could be, I can't remember his first name precisely, but Bichat is the name. And he was a physiologist, all right? And so all of this works together to help us to understand the world that we live in today, that basically is we're living in a technocracy. Now, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems
system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
All right, so once again, looking at the United Nations, the Council on Foreign Relations, the London School of Economics, the whole nine yards, you know, laying in the background here, this is the fulfillment of the visions, all right, that Auguste Comte and Henry St. Simon would sit around in the salon and talk about with all of the grand poobahs and the local intellectuals and aficionados of Paris at the time period, all right, and remember, Henry St. Simon, you know, fought alongside of George Washington in the Battle of York down there and ran a battery of French mortars and till all the way to his dying day. He was the last guy given the Order of Cincinnatus for service by George Washington, for service in the War of Independence, all right? So that's the time period. Let's get a grip. It was Henry St. Simon that coined the term industrial. Industrialism, you know, the industrial revolution. All right. Anyway, technocracy, technological pertaining to or involving technology, especially scientific technology. We talk about scientific socialism. Well, Henry St. Simon is often given the tap as the founder of French socialism. Although Proudhon fits into this pretty strongly too. And continuing here, it's the entire body of methods and materials used to achieve such objectives. And in anthropology, broadly, the body of knowledge available to a civilization that is of use in fashioning implements, practicing manual arts and skills, and extracting or collecting materials. All right. And then techie, that's just a variant of techie. Anyway, technology, right out of the encyclopedia. This is a different encyclopedia. I've shared these articles with you in the past. This is a treasured set of encyclopedias that I have, donated to me by a friend of ours out in Washington. Sent me this whole beautiful set, Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences. And this is from an article titled Technology. Let's just go right into it. The character of the modern world, which reached its full development in the 19th century. When? In the 19th century. When is that? That's the 1800s. For those of you that historically challenged or just getting new to this game, all right? The full development in the 19th century. So up until that point, we really didn't talk too much about technology. Although there have been technologies from the earliest times. From the various or very earliest times. Before, you know, Egypt, then to Sumer and Babylon, etc. Continuing, it says here, in earlier epochs, there were great technical advances, as, for example, the improvement in the technique of applying horsepower during the Middle Ages. That's new stuff. Such inventions, however, appeared merely as isolated changes in production and never resulted in any fundamentally new method of production. So what we're going to see in this article, and then as we move along in the broadcast, if we can't have the time, we'll go into technocracy itself and specifically. But what we're going to see in this discussion, and this is one of the things that I treasure about this set, is that we're going to start to bring in the social aspect of it. It's not just all of the nuts and bolts, McCormick's Reaper, et cetera, and so on. All right? The spinning wheel and the Jennies and all of that. No, there's more that's going on. Just as we see today, as we try and grapple with this new found technology, all of this, you know, giant cheap Chinese plastic crap, this tippy-tappy, as the people in the United States and in Europe, Western man, starts to have to have a cultural shift, as the people in Asia and in the Far East start to come into their own terms. They're going through their own industrial revolutions now. And now we're in the bleachers. And unfortunately, our tax dollars are underwriting a lot of this. Right? So now let's continue. It says, the significance of modern technology did not become clearly evident until the expansion of industry on the European continent in the 19th century, which we've covered in previous broadcasts extensively. Especially when we're looking at Edward McNall Burns, The History of World Civilization. When the intensification of competition hastened the development of technical progress and promoted its rapid extension. And so now we've already introduced some economics into this. The intensification of competition. Although a technological conception of history is to be rejected, it must nevertheless be admitted that modern technology was one of the most important conditions which made possible the rise of the industrial system. The industrial system. You couldn't have said Henry St. Simon's name any better, in other words. The economic nature of modern capitalism, remember, you know, we're going to get to Marx as this article closes, but, you know, Marx wrote Das Kapital, and really many think that, you know, he basically coined the term from which we get capitalism. The economic nature of modern capitalism is historically bound up with the development of technology. You can't have the one without the other. This characteristic quality, which has made the capitalist system so effective, has given rise to an enormous increase in physical production. It is this quality which distinguishes capitalist production from that of previous epochs, and not simply the division of labor, which is age-old and which was widespread also during the Middle Ages. And so when we talk about, you know, being self-sufficient, you know, it flies in the face of reason to make such a foolish statement. It truly does. Because none have ever been self-sufficient, you know. We may be at our best self-reliant, where we turn to ourselves, you know, after we've enjoyed the blessings of the creation, you know. Then we look to ourselves next. But very little is done mano, you know, by himself. One man. He can do a lot of work. He can do amazing things. But boy, I'll tell you, there's always a time when you just want somebody on the other end of that board so bad you can't stand it. Anyway, you know, even if you're just down to making an axe, unless you can do every step of the way, unless you know how to find the iron, forge the iron, make it into an axe head, know how to carve then make your broad knife, then your adz and those sort of things, and then actually create the handle. You know, you can't even put a handle on an axe by yourself. Who's going to tell you about the wedge? You know, so on and so forth. Anyway, it's a big study. Standardized mass production, likewise, is not a peculiar characteristic of the capitalist era. All static cultures, including the economic systems of the Far East, had standardized mass production on a national scale long before the advent of capitalism. It was modern machinery, however, which made possible the rapid increase in the volume of production, and this, in turn, was a necessary condition for speedy industrialization and for the opening up of pre-capitalistic countries and for the rise of the general standard of living simultaneously with an increase in population. Now, I'm here to tell you that this article was penned back in the 1930s, all right? Very likely. And that we are now, in the year 2010, moving and looking at the same things now happening that we were experiencing at the time that these articles were being written about the great expansions in the United States and in England and Europe. The same things that were happening then 90 years ago are now happening in the Orient. All right? And so all of this applies in the same regard. And if we can also understand the difference between coming up with, you know, Rosie the Riveter and a pneumatic riveting gun, for instance, versus the age of electronics and computing, you know, it's the same sort of a thing. Again, we have the, you've got the people that are like the grand poobahs, the grand dragons, the master thinkers, and they hide their stuff. We talk about the intellectual property infringements and so on and so forth in the internet today. Dropping down a bit further here, it's the opening up of pre-capitalistic countries and for the rise of the general standard of living simultaneously with an increase in population. Population was increasing while the standard of living went up. Now, there is a plateau to that. After you've gotten so much, you know, industrialization under your belt, it's hard, having a huge family is no longer as important as it is when you have manual labor, and so you have fewer children. We'll be right back.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code Oracle for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code Oracle for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And I can see with the time racing away as rapidly as it is, I won't be able to finish even just this one big article here, much less move on to the technocracy. We might have to carry this on again tomorrow. and set aside our hazard mitigation planning training just a little bit longer. But nevertheless, going back into this article, I really want to put this on the map and get it out there so that we can start thinking along these lines. Again, the dynamics of capitalist economy is bound up intimately with modern technology. As a result of the shift of all heavy work, as well as a large share of the finishing work to the machines driven by natural power, the curves of production was able to rise sharply above the curve of population increase and great individual and social wealth characteristics of capitalism was made possible. This vast and sudden increase in wealth was related to other economic, social, and psychological conditions of the economic factors. Only that of the increase in the volume of money due to the increased production of the precious metals. Notice the use of the words. Again, this written probably in about the 1930s, perhaps even before Franklin Delano, I stole your gold, Roosevelt, right? Of the economic factors. Only that of the increase in the volume of money due to increased production of the precious metals need be mentioned here. Only with an increase in the volume of money. He's not talking about Federal Reserve notes in this article. This article was written by a guy, Emile Lederer, or something like that. Emile Lederer, writing this. He's not talking about FRNs here. He's not talking about paper money. He's talking about precious metals. Of the economic factors, only that of the increase in the volume of money due to the increased production of the precious metals need be mentioned here. Only with an increase in the volume of money could there have been such a tremendous increase in production without at the same time a serious repercussion on the price level. The stability of the markets backed by precious metals. And where were they getting the increase? Because they were able to mine it. Just as today with gold and silver, gold running $1,512.80, silver at $34.77. Here earlier in the article, we heard about the price of uranium going up. Only when the miner can afford to extract the metals from the ground and bring them to market, only then are we really creating wealth, and only then are we dealing with money. And that is what is necessary to avoid serious repercussions on the price level. And that's a thing that Benjamin Shalom Bernanke doesn't want to tell you about. Capitalism is further characterized by the scientific basis upon which it rests. Dropping down a little bit here. Thus, the work performed in industries, as distinguished from transportation and trade, has become, or at this time had become, monotonous, often reduced to a few mechanical manipulations. And, of course, we've shared with you directly out of the symposium on man's role in changing the face of the earth, the symposium from Princeton in 1955, much more about that and all of the parts and pieces that were being evaluated in the 50s as we tried to look forward into this very time that we live today. But again, as production becomes more mechanical, it also becomes more scientific, and it is monotonous. The precision and the tremendous speed of mass machine production, the utilization and combination of new materials, the fundamental significance of chemical processes, there's a little bit of mystery religion for you, all are based on the systematic and scientific work of the engineer and have taken the place of the older traditional techniques. Now, there was a time in American history and in world history where the engineer was not quite the same as you see today. The engineers and the mechanics really ran the whole show. The engineer could draw up his plans and he could take them over to a mechanic and hand them to the mechanic, and the mechanic would just miraculously create a steam locomotive or build the Titanic. Those days are gone. Now we think of the mechanic down, you know, by the shade tree someplace, and he's trying to figure out how to get a regularly aspirated carbureted system to run on ethanol. You know, the mechanic has been reduced way below his station in life. But anyway, the engineer, this is the time of the engineer we're talking about. Conversely, modern natural science has developed rapidly with the technical aids with which modern industry has provided it. The cultural implications of the modern production process are far more difficult to grasp. So always in these articles in the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences, of course, we bring in the human element in here. It's not just facts and figures and facts and figures. It's how does this impact the people? We're saying, you know, there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, you know. The home of philosophical radicalism, where we go and we stir around on all of this. If we are truly going to move into a time of greater and greater freedom and less tyranny and despotic control, if we're going to become vocal, local, on the local level in our precincts, in our towns, in our cities, in our counties, in our states, and we're going to affect change right where we are, as Mike Chambers stated it, developing these islands of freedom, we're going to go through this transformation, not the same way that Barbara Marx Hubbard thinks that we're going to have this evolutionary shift, but we're going to have to rediscover who we are and whose we are as we try and interface with this new world order that is not going to be set aside. We're going to find ourselves living in it. The cultural implications of the modern production process are far more difficult to grasp. Max Weber and Werner Sombart. I don't know whether you've ever studied either of these two fellows, but they're very interesting to read. Max Weber and Werner Sombart, S-O-M-B-A-R-T, stress chiefly the spirit of capital of calculation, the spirit of calculation in the capitalist economy. And we go up on Econo Day each morning and I bring you all these numbers. They're numbers. Calculation, the spirit of calculation, trying to chart and wave and predict and trends and fundamentals and all of that stuff. Right? The rationalization of the modern era. Weber, however, also called attention to the rational character of magic and traditional cultures. There's a certain element of magic in this. August Comte said that as we transition into the positive stage, there will be a time where we will return to fetishism. Fetishism. Have you ever looked at all that cheap Chinese plastic crap, all that shiny stuff? It makes me think of, you know, perhaps we have got a bit of raccoon in us. Maybe we're a bunch of crows. All these little shiny gadgets and gadgets throughout our homes. You open the young people's closet doors up and all of the toys and all the little dead people, the dolls, fall out on the floor. And all the little dead animals, the stuffed animals, all these fetishes. You know? Interesting stuff there, that. The rationalist tendency represents the disillusion of the mystical element in the consciousness of man, the illumination of all obscurities and enigmas, and as Max Weber put it, the disenchantment of the world. What is all that about? That is where we set aside the spiritual from the standpoint of the priesthoods, and then we transition away from the metaphysical, and as August Comte said, we leave behind all of the absolutes and we move into this new world where the only, where everything is relative, and that is the only absolute, his catechism for the universal religion of humanity, the catechism of the positive religion, different time. It was, however, it's a disenchantment of the world. It was, however, brought about both by science and technology, and reflects declines in the force of religious values. Look at the great emergence of sects here. We've got the Harold Camping group out there that were waiting for rapture yesterday or the day before. All right? It's a dissolution of all of that, a disenchantment in the world. It reflects the decline in the force of religious values. And all of the various and sundry evangelical bellies and the rest of them, they're out there trying to keep alive something that's 3,500 years old or older. At a new time, in a new place, in a new space, with different people and different things happening on this planet. We have new gods now. We have new morals. We have new ethics. And legal positivism points to all of that. And it's been changed. The changes in law have been profound in the last 100 years. As is have the changes in life. Anyway, continuing, the relations between technology and social consciousness are very much more complicated. The systematic building up of individual industries and the rational administration of work, rational administration, the Administrative Procedures Act, 1948, I believe, the rational administration of the work are accompanied by sudden and incomprehensible market disturbances. And so we get the credit default swap schemes and the mortgage foreclosure schemes, sudden and incomprehensible market disturbances because of calculations gone awry. We'll be right back.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Extend your life with Extend Ovite. Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So again, recall this Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences was published in 1934. Many people attribute this. They sometimes will say that these are the encyclopedias. These are Der Führer's professors, the Führer's professors. There was certainly a certain amount of, a lot of energy, if it will, from this Princeton Symposium, Man's Role in Changing the Face of the Earth. The people, the founders of that, at the Wenner Grand Foundation, you know, they were very much, supportive of what was going down in Europe. I can put it that way lightly. All right. Der Führer was not as fearful as you might think. He was maybe doing something a little more intentional, but this was all designed, partially designed at least, to be the Hochschule for Politik. knowing that they were going to, the German people were going to be required to, you know, really excel and change their government, just as we're faced with the same thing right now, really from the same sources, where we're going to have to step up to the plate. You know, if we're going to pack Uncle Sam's trunk here, we're going to need to know how to put this stuff back in the bottle. Anyway, back to the discussion. Just kind of keeping it all, trying to bring it out all together. But the relations, again, between technology and the social consciousness are very much more complicated. The systematic building up of individual industries and the rational administration of the worker accompanied by sudden and incomprehensible market disturbances. Why are they killing us? Why are they ruining our money? Why are they why are we got so many people unemployed? Why is it causing fuel so high? In these disturbances and crises, the production process suddenly become paralyzed. Well, you think this is new? This change in the general economic situation invests the entire modern production process with an aspect of mystery. And particularly where there are long depressions creates the disposition to look at things irrationally. Of course, there are those things that are stated in public, and then there are those things that are concealed. And we hadn't had the work of so many others bringing out just what was behind the Federal Reserve banking system and just who the money masters really were. And perhaps even this author didn't know, and so perhaps he also was swept away in this sort of mysterious aspect of the vagaries of the marketplace. The monotony and the drabness of work also serve as influences in the same direction. The most modern and most rational technological development, thus, is accompanied by the appearance of irrational mass movements. And so we have a lot of irrational mass movements today, the sovereign American or the sovereign citizen. You know, you've got people calling for national strikes and united strikes and all sorts of irrational mass movements. And they were certainly everywhere to be found in Europe in these days. But continuing, there are undoubtedly other causes for these movements. But modern technology does play an important role in that it makes the whole social process more mysterious. Would we be having these broadcasts? Would you even be here listening if all things were just going along as they were? All of the wheels and the cogs just whirring along nicely oiled and everything's working fine and your life is on an even keel. No, we wouldn't have these broadcasts. I'd be busy on my blacksmith forge this morning or working in the yard or just reading a good book like I am. Anyway, influenced by technological developments, the economic social structure of the 19th century reveals still more acutely the very characteristics which emerged in the Industrial Revolution. So now we're having this technological revolution, this electronic revolution, the miniaturization revolution, the genome project, DNA, you know. Micro everything. The tendency towards large-scale industry, organization and social disciplining of the workers, the decline in skilled labor, the rise of entrepreneurs who organize a strictly rationalized production to fit the market situation. How much rationalization goes on in the medical business? How much rationalization is being brought forward by Monsanto? Rationalizing everything they do, you know? Rationalizing the oil delivery systems, etc. But continuing, with the expansion of modern industry, there also comes a transformation in social relationships. Are we up to speed? Are we up to snuff? Are we ready to make a leap here? Are we ready to grab the reins of power? Would we be in any better position today to run this country than the batards that are running it for us through their appointed dictator, Barry the Usurper, or Jorge Bush? Are we ready to confront the Council on Foreign Relations and expose them for who they are? Can we do it? Do they have a better plan? Is Zbigniew Brzezinski and his chessboard a better plan or a better strategy than what any of us are advancing today? Just questions for you. to think about. Opposition between the forces of conservatism and the revolutionary bourgeoisie. Oh boy, here we are, the revolutionary bourgeoisie with our high-speed internet connections. Conservatism, there's your evangelical church and the people championing Zionism. The following period witnessed the emergence of the conflict between entrepreneurs, capitalists, and workers. Entrepreneurs, capitalists, and workers. So now we're going to find out a little bit about who are the entrepreneurs, of course. The question of equitable distribution of the social product. We're talking about the redistribution of the wealth scheme. This is Club of Rome, 1970s. This is Agenda 21. Sustainable development in our time. The question of equitable equity, an equitable interest in something, an equitable interest in your property, is a difficult one because of the antinomy in capitalist production, whereby wages not only figure as cost of production, but are at the same time also a source of purchasing power. And this is very important, because we talk about, you know, America is the consumer side. We're supposed to, after 9/11, Horry Bush said, go out and go shopping. Go out shopping. Because when you go shopping, you stimulate the economy. When you go shopping and spend all of your available time in the shopping mall and you're shopping, then you're buying something that somebody else is making. That way we can afford the higher wages. So the cost of production is involved and included in all of this. But in order for it all to work, we have to go shopping. We need to acquire more stuff. More stuff. More peas. More carrots. Whereas the lowering of wages up to a certain level is often a necessary condition for the realization of profits, it may likewise involve a danger for profits. So you go out there, well, go, we're going to have to reduce the number of people that are on union wages working for government, but then that digs into the corporation's profits. And so then the big corporations like the Koch brothers, who were perhaps financing or funding or backing a move to get rid of union employees working for government, they start to realize, my God, we can't get rid of the union employees in government, or they'll stop shopping. They won't be buying all those things anymore. Get them shopping. So then we just give them welfare, and then they go shopping. These difficulties have been augmented by the growing importance of machinery for the increased burdens of fixed costs, render difficult the determination of the correct distribution, and they make errors so grave, and we just see all the errors and how grave these errors can be. That Timberlake, as they said at Bernie Sanders when he was questioning Lloyd Blankfein and all of the brokers there from Goldman Sachs, that Timberlake deal was a real shitty deal. Grave errors, errors so grave. Got out in the derivatives bubble and it got away from him, or did it? There are other special characteristics of the capitalist epoch which are even more intimately related to modern technology. The modern period has been called that of the engineer. We'll talk more about the engineer and how important the engineer is, because today in America, our engineering is being done in Tashkent or Pokhtar or Phuket or some other place, all right? We don't have the engineers that we had in America, when I was growing up at work today in America. We don't have the engineers downtown that are figuring out some new development of something or another. Now we're all out into cyberland. We're doing all of our designs on the internet. The internet's doing all the design work for us. Then we just feed it into a CNC machine and it produces the final product. Anyway, that's a little intro on technology. We'll be back again tomorrow. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com.
Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous sticker.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting.